And we are back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now in our studios from the Northfield Arts Guild. It's one of the people who are in charge of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Pauline Jennings is with us. I know I ask you this every month, but what is your official title?
My official title is Performing Arts Manager.
Performing Arts Manager. Yeah. All right.
Because I don't only do the theater stuff. I do also music and dance. So everything that you perform, that's what I'm in charge of.
All right. Which is which is a lot. Good part of the Arts Guild. And we're going to find out what's going on at the Arts Guild coming up later on this month and what's going on there now. How did, we're a couple of weeks, almost 3 weeks into June already. And we're heading to the 4th of July. How's the summer gone so far?
Well, the summer, I didn't actually realize it was summer. That's how fast it's going. I think as we age, time goes so fast. But and then with all the rain, I haven't been outside a lot, so I really haven't felt like it's summer. But we just finished up the Children's Hour, which ran in June, and that was a really big success. It's a lot of really difficult acting, a lot of challenging roles, and the actors all stepped up to the plate and really hit it out of the ballpark with really difficult material. So we were very, very proud of that and happy about that.
All right. Now, are your like school programs and stuff getting into it?
Yes. YPTW, the Young People's Theater Workshop, is underway. The first session is underway. We have another session next month, and that's a really, really popular day camp program where kids go in and they have a director that they work with. They have classes, but then they have a director that they work with for hours, creating their own play. And so it's a lot of fun.
And what's so cool is if once you've been around for a few years, like both of us have, you see the generations go through and you look at the actors who are, 25, 30, 35 now, or even more. It's like, boy, you've been acting with us for 25 years now.
I know.
And you're only 30.
Exactly. The teachers. Most of the teachers, I believe, were students for the Young People's Workshop.
Yeah.
The ones that are teaching now. So, yeah. It makes
cool
you feel
stuff.
A little old, kind of.
Well, but it makes you feel good.
It
too.
Does. Like, that,
really
that's a better
people,
way to put it.
Yeah, you're really helping people enjoy their lives better and get more out of it.
So. We are. And you know what? When you're involved, when kids are involved with the arts, their life is better. They get in less trouble, and I have less issues in school and any kind of behavioral issues. Kind of, it really helps with those kind of things.
Yeah, so. It's not only a social outlet, but it's a creative outlet. It's an activity type thing.
Channeling
it brings socially outlet. Skills and
focus. Yeah, all those things.
Good stuff. All right, let's continue on. What's going on? What do you have coming up?
Okay, so this is June, and we had a couple of music performances scheduled in June. One we're still having, but the other one is postponed. The Elisha Marin gig that was going to be on Friday is postponed to August 24th. The other one is the Wozners, which I know everybody's excited about. I hope you have tickets because it's sold out, so I don't need to talk about that one. I'm very, very excited about it. It's Craig Wozner, Pete Wozner, and Casey Wozner playing on the 28th, but I won't tease you anymore if you don't have tickets.
Yeah, they probably didn't have too much problem selling that one.
No, it was like this. Boom, it was gone because, two of those guys are, Casey's won a Grammy and Pete's written many country hits and plays with Vince Gill. And then, of course, Craig is a local legend. So,
yeah
there was a lot of reasons to get tickets for that.
And I don't know. I don't think the Guild's part of this, but there's a thing called Wazaroo coming up. Are you involved with that at all?
No, not at all. Of course, Steve is.
Looking forward to that.
So what I thought I would do music-wise is talk about our shows in July because we have a couple really great shows coming up. So on July 13th, that's a Saturday, we have Gary Rue and Randy Sabine. And these two guys are world class. And I know people they throw that around, but seriously, these two guys are. Let's see. I got some things written down here. Gary Rue plays the guitar, piano, and he's got a great voice. And Randy Sabine plays guitar and violin, mando, piano, and he sings as well. They're both songwriters and they're both very, very funny. But to tell you that why I can say that they are world class, for instance, two compilations of Gary Rue's songs, because he's a songwriter, have performances by the Honey Dogs, Helen Reddy, Butch Thompson, Laurie McKenzie, and many, many, many more people. He wrote Paul Wellstone's 1996 campaign theme, "We Can Do Better." Isn't that cool? He was a band leader for the Coasters, Platters, Marvelettes, Shirelles. He was inducted to the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame, and also received an Ivy Award and the Minnesota Music Award for multimedia. So that's Gary Rue. And then Randy Sabine, Randy at 21, he was tapped by Berklee to start their string program. So, 21. How does that happen? I don't even understand how that happens.
You're still
right?
In school.
Right.
It's like, sophomore, junior?
That's how good he is. I mean, he has got serious chops on that violin and also on piano and mando and guitar. He's really a multi-instrumentalist extraordinaire. And he plays everything from Grateful Dead to the Allman Brothers, blues, jazz, swing, pop, rock. And they will play it all. And they are so funny together. And I think that's what I love most about seeing Gary Rue and Randy Sabine perform, is they're old guys that have been friends for a really long time. So not only are they fabulous musicians, they play off each other musically so incredibly well. And also personally, so that it's very, and they're very both very funny, so that they bring the audience into their humor, and it's so delightful. It's a delight.
Give us the time, date, and ticket information on that one again.
So that's Saturday, July 13th at 7:30 p.m. at the Northfield Arts Guild Theater, and you can get tickets at northfieldartsguild.org or call 507-645-8877. There it is.
All right.
And then after that, on July 20th and 21st, we have two dates because this is a big deal. Barbara Piper, who is an area favorite singer. In fact, a lot of bands want her to sing with them, and she is in quite a few. So many of you have heard her sing because she is so in demand in the area. She is releasing her new CD, and so this is a two-show CD celebration on July 20th and 21st. 20th. At 7:30 p.m. and the 21st at 2 p.m. And, she is a clever, clever songwriter. Very funny at times, and at times, the times that she's not funny, it's so true. She writes truth, really. And it comes from her own experiences. So it's something not to be missed, definitely. If you know who she is or if you don't know who she is, I guarantee you will enjoy the show. What she says about it, join Barbara at the Northfield Arts Guild Theater for her CD release and original music celebration. This will be a special solo show highlighting her songwriting and performance skills. Audience participation will be encouraged to amp up the entertainment. Prizes, guises, and special surprises are not to be missed. So she's crafting a really fun show.
And if you think of all the artists, coming from our region, who has been on stage to a local audience more times? And we're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times.
Kidding.
She has just been around and played with so many and done so many things and entertained so many people. Yeah.
She's a friend of mine, so I should mention that. And I also work with her. She's part of my Simon and Garfunkel tribute show. And she is always prepared. She knows exactly what she's doing at all times. She knows music so well. She was a music educator, an educator in Minnesota for 34 years. And so she can, like the other day she said something about, I don't know where she was, but they couldn't find a trumpet player, so she went ahead and played taps. And I'm like, what? You can play a trumpet too?
She
is a well-rounded, incredible musician, and there's a reason that she's so much in demand. I love singing with her. I love working with her 100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a show to be seen. Definitely.
Pauline Jennings is with us. We're talking about what's going on at the Northfield Arts Guild this month. What else do we have? Are we sticking with the performing arts? Do you have visual arts going on?
I do, but before that, so that was the music. Mm-hmm. The theater, what we have is coming up is auditions for My Fair Lady, which is filled with so many awesome, awesome songs, like you think of with a little bit. Wait a little bit, or get me to the church on time. And so those are two of the father songs, not Liza's. But it's filled with fabulous songs. And so I'm encouraging you to audition. And those are June 24th, 3rd, and 24th. And it's the performances are October 18th through November 3rd. They start rehearsal late August. Prepare a little song, a cappella, and be prepared to move and act. And Sebastian Lawler is the director, and Kristen Kivel is the musical director. So please come on out and sign up for that. And the way you can get to sign up for it, you can just show up or go to northfieldartsguild.org and go under the audition section under the theater.
All right. Boy, that's some true second-generation Northfield stuff.
I know. Sebastian Lawler, Steve Lawler's son. Steve is so involved with the theater. So, yeah, we're kind of trying to turn it over It's time to do that. Yeah. And what we do have in the gallery is this is our 12 by 12 fundraiser that Shelby Wilson, our arts manager, came up with. And this is donated art. People donated art to fit into a 12 by 12 by 12 box. And then this art is put up in the gallery and people can come and buy it. And so this is what this is her description, Shelby's. Our current exhibition will be on view until July 6th and features 95 pieces donated.
Wow.
Works of art, all created and donated by local artists. This show is a fundraiser with all the proceeds going to the Guild. And to add to our yearly fundraising goal to continue accessible community programming. Every single piece is on sale for $30, and you don't find out who the artist is until after you buy it. It's fabulous. If you want to just come in and take a look, please do. You don't have to come in and buy something. We encourage you to do so. But just come in and take a look what we got, because it's like from every, you know, it's not one genre of art. It's all sorts of things. So it's very fun and exciting.
Yeah, I gotta go ahead and check that out. So they're all gonna be up until if somebody buys one, they don't take it down at that point.
I didn't ask Shelby if the buyer takes it with them or if they get it on July 6th. I have a feeling we probably want to keep them up, or maybe we want to show how many are already bought and how many blank spaces there are. I don't know how that goes, but I do know that there is a reception on June 27th. It's an open house style reception between 6 and 8 p.m. That's June 27th between 6 and 8 p.m. That's a Thursday night.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
And, of course, we always have classes. And if you go to northfieldartsguild.org, go to the drop-down under Arts Engagement, you'll see categories of classes, and just click on any of those for what you're interested in.
All right. As always, just a ton of things going on at the Northfield Arts Guild. Pauline, thank you so much for coming in.
Much appreciated.
Enjoy your summer. I'm sure we'll see you a few times before the end of summer.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Pauline Jennings from the Northfield Arts Guild. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.